Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. As suffering deepens in Ukraine, churches recognize the need for future leaders. Then we'll tell you one pilot story with Mission Aviation Fellowship that might be your invitation to get involved on the mission's front line. More on that story in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Ukraine, which is recovering from recent deadly attacks on Kherson and Odessa as political tensions continue to rise. Eric Mock of Slava Gospel Association tells us
the ceasefire has to happen. The securities need to be there. And it warps the imagination that even in these days, we are seeing senseless destruction.
Ukrainians live under constant fear with sirens warning of possible attacks. Amid this dread, the need for lasting hope is clear.
It's because the people that are suffering, the people dealing with loss, are looking for answers. And the only hope we have, both in good times and in bad, is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Churches are rising to the challenge, supported by the ministry, providing food, medicine, generators, and other essentials. These efforts are backed by churches from different countries. And through this aid, as many as 1.8 million people who had never heard the gospel before have now heard it. Another long-term gospel decision is to equip those who are called to ministry. The current plan is to raise 1,000 church leaders over the next 11 years. The need was highlighted by the fact that many pastors are serving the country or gave their lives defending it. So pray that the Ukrainian church is strategic in its humanitarian and gospel work. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Elsewhere, the reality for Iranian believers stuck in asylum systems is often grim. While their ministry and testimonies inspire many, their private lives are marked by being in constant survival mode. Lana Silk from Transform Iran says,
they don't have the same rights as the people around them. So there's a very easy opportunity for unscrupulous people to take advantage of them, whether they are landlords or employers or even people in education or the healthcare system.
The cases of Iranian refugees often drag on for years in immigration systems and courts. One reason? Asylum systems in many countries are overburdened and financially strained. Another reason, the global UN asylum framework has significant flaws.
These people get stuck in the system for years, even more than 10 years.
There's no legal framework in place to consistently defend their rights. And as a result, many Iranians never marry, have children, or pursue their dream careers. On top of that is the constant fear of sudden deportation. And this is when the Ministry of Transform Iran steps in. Their support includes trauma counseling, community building, and helping refugees find purpose through ministry opportunities and more. Pray for the refugees to receive resolution in their cases and for more gospel opportunities. Finally, that's the sound of a Mission Aviation Fellowship airplane landing on a village airstrip in Papua, Indonesia for the very first time. MAF pilot Nathan Fogerly now works in this region, but has known about it since childhood.
When I was younger, my dad, as I was falling asleep, would often read me stories of missionaries. And a lot of them dealt with Papua and some of the early missionary efforts in that area.
He felt the pull to missionary aviation in high school.
With 250 different language groups, there's still places that haven't heard, that haven't had missionaries or Bible translators or an opportunity to hear. And I wanted to go be a part of bringing the gospel to them.
But flying in Papua is tough.
There is often weather challenges. The airstrips are pretty crazy. They're short, steep, rough.
Sound like a job for you or someone you know? Fogerly says MAF is always looking for more licensed pilots to join the mission. For his part,
I just kind of like their overall view of, you know what, we're here to serve. We're here to help, both to provide physical transformation in this life and spiritual transformation for the next.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.